He's not on here yet. 407-704, would you like to identify yourself? I'm trying to let you talk. It won't let you talk yet. There's too many people logging on at the same time. Hang on. Sorry, guys. There's a lot of people coming on. I'm trying to get numbers on.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay. Here we go. There's Jim. Greetings, Jim. You are live. Can you hear me? Jim? Jim, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Sorry, man.
That's right.
You were muted off for some reason. Okay. I'm scrolling down the list. If you are a board member and haven't, here we got another one. This, I think, is 259. That is Robin, I think. Robin, is that you? Crud.
I don't know. Steve's
Steve?
On.
Okay, Steve, sorry. You guys came in at the same time. You're on. You're hot. Well, you are hot. Okay, so
no.
I think this
not
I think
tonight.
This is, I'm trying to 210, sorry, that's Kevin. I got you already on, right? Okay, sorry.
Yes.
Okay. I lost the other 850, which I'm probably sure is Robin.
You can bring him back in here, Papa.
Oh, wait, here he is. This is Robin, I'm sure. Come on.
It don't matter.
Robin, is that you?
Hey.
Hey,
yes,
sorry,
me.
Honey. Okay.
Okay.
You guys can go. I think we got all the board members happening.
Okay. Well, welcome. I think it's going to be a very interesting meeting. Connie, would you determine a quorum and call the roll?
Put me off mute.
You're off.
Am I?
Okay.
Steve Brown?
Yes.
Lori Frenzy?
Yep.
Kevin Frank?
Yes.
Pat Brannon?
Yes.
Jim Elser?
Yes.
Robin Yelverton?
Yes.
And me, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Let's approve the minutes from last month.
Make a motion we approve the minutes from last month.
Okay, is there a second?
Is that Robin?
Yes, it was me.
Okay, and was that Kevin or Jim?
It was Kevin.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Old email business, Connie.
Okay, we didn't have a whole lot. Jim Denny has completed all of the required SBA representative training. Jim Elser made a motion to make Jim Denny an official, or Daney, an official FBA representative. Lori Frazee seconded the motion, carried. And that is it.
Okay. Finance. Now, I did make a note. I've had a whole bunch of questions about what are we doing with the money we've got in the bank. And it's going to include paying rep fees, finishing the website. We have upgraded particularly some printers that reps had that were dying, replacing dot matrix with laser. And we're going to have some major expenses with the Fun Cook and the Team of the Year prizes. Okay, Robin.
Okay, so today in the bank we have $20,337.86. In the PayPal account we have $1,224.58 for a total of $21,562.44. There is approximately $1,341.13 in outstanding checks, including Dozen and Barnesville. I was instructed sometime in this last month to write a check to Jim Denny, I hope he's listening, for his mileage and expenses related to his training. And I completely lost my mind and did not write that check, but I owe him that check, so that's $250. I also somehow lost my mind and did not realize that Dennis Schmidt was putting his mileage on his report each month, and I totally missed it. I'm supposed to be writing him also a check for his mileage, which I will do, and I do not have a calculation of how much that is, but, you know, it's reasonable, so I'm not that worried about it. I will present that next month, exactly how much I paid him. Those two checks will be written out tomorrow. Someone had asked in some of the emails about what we expected to get for membership renewals, and Connie so graciously looked at the membership renewal list, that the ones that are due for June. She says, what she actually made a little bit of a, after I typed all this up, she sent me another email, so this might be a little bit off, but it's close, so she added a few to it, but 296 people, or members, excuse me, their memberships expire in June. So we have to estimate how many will renew. Of course, we, you know, probably all of them won't, but if 175 renew, that's $7,000. 200 would be $8,000. If all 296 renew, that's $11,800. Those numbers are just estimates. I have to tell you that's based on single memberships. Some of these would be family memberships that wouldn't be quite exactly correct, but that's as close as I can get. So let's just anticipate it's going to be $7,000 coming in from membership. That way, if it comes up more, then that's good. We have 6 3 rep contests left that total $550. Coming in. We also have 4 4 rep contests coming in, and this number should actually be 650 instead of the 625 that's on my sheet. Connie, if you will correct that, because the fee for an extra rep was raised from 125 to 150 back in July of last year, and I'll make that adjustment in QuickBooks. Is that
for every
3 rep? Excuse me?
Is that on our application or our form for sanctioning? Because I saw that
I'm
you put
sure.
that on there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We need to check that.
Yes.
So, but let me just say, for a 3-rep contest, the organizer pays $75 for a 1-year entry fee, if you will, or to save the date, so to speak, their down payment. And then they pay an additional $550. Well, at the end of the day, we pay the lead rep $200 and each rep $150. So that is $500 that we're paying out of this $550. So really, we're only making the $75 plus the $50. So I'm not saying that we need to make more. I'm just pointing out that when it looks like we're having all this money coming in,
mm-hmm.
it's really not all this much money coming in, because it's going to be paid back out to the rep. And so anyway, the total of all of that is $5,800. So we can project possibly having another $12,800, I'm going to say by August, if everybody renews. Connie sends out the renewal reminder, and then she sends out a final, and then a final, and maybe even a final. And people keep renewing, which is wonderful, so she should keep doing that. But anyway, hopefully we'll get another about $12,000. But again, we have expenses to pay. You know, as Steve said, for the fun cook and for various other things, you know, some more equipment that we're buying. I think we have a few more computers to buy and maybe a few more printers. But basically that's how we're looking right now. So basically 21,000 plus another 12,000 for the year.
Okay, thank you. Anybody got any comments on that? Okay. Move to approve.
Okay.
I move to approve the treasurer's report as presented.
Second.
I second. This is Pat.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Moving along to the membership report, Connie.
Okay. Our next renewal season is coming up quick. I would like to send the first reminder out on June 1st with a second the third week of June and a final 2 weeks after the expiration date of 6/30/2016. 301 memberships will expire, and that's because it was a little higher than what I had quoted Robin because there were four members that I had put under 6/31, so there is no 31 in June. So we have 301 memberships that will expire. Of those, Robin, I did look it up, 56 are family memberships. So that's 56 times 20, assuming, or if they all were to renew, it's 20 in addition to her projected members. This month we had, this is probably the smallest new member month. We had 6 new members and 3 new family members. And that's it.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. One more thing. The Oviedo Judges Seminar, since I'm kind of keeping track of that enrollment, we have only 7 seats available, and I have contacted all that signed up but were not members, and I guess made an assumption that their membership was included, and everyone except for one have responded and joined. I will send that one person who has signed up for 2, I will send him a 3rd email, and if I don't hear anything, hopefully they will get him to join at the seminar.
Okay, good. Contest report.
Wait, are we looking for Dennis?
I've got his liaison. Have we got anything about contests that happened this month? Okay, moving along. Consent agenda. The first item is approved rep assignment list that Jim put out last week.
Hey, Steve, I'm sorry. Can we back up just a little bit? I had my phone muted. I had to unmute it. I'm so sorry. I do have, I think I emailed this to everyone, but I do have the Sunny. I have not sent it yet. I'm so sorry. I'm falling behind. But I've got the Sunny's, I can't even think what I'm trying to say, sanctioning agreement. And also I have a new sanctioning agreement that's going to be, and Jim, you had asked me where this contest was located. It's in Odessa, Florida, but it's slated for October. And it's a fraternity. And I'll get those scanned tonight or tomorrow and get them sent to everyone. But that's at least Sunny's coming back and then one new contest for the year.
Yay.
All right. Okay, consent agenda. Just 2 items, the rep assignment list and authorizing me to send an email blast re-explaining that we have deleted 7.5 as average and explaining to the judges how to use the score packets that are now available on the website.
I'll move for approval of the consent agenda.
Okay, second.
Jim,
second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Committee reports. Organizers.
Okay.
Anybody from the organizers?
I'm looking. Yeah. I don't.
Hang on a second. Let's do it. Organizers, that would be. Okay, let's go to cook teams. Is Ben on?
Well, Ben's on, but is there a representative from the organizers on here? If there is, please press 1 because I don't have everybody's number and not everybody identified themselves. Okay, so I'm going through. No, and Ben Purvis is on.
Okay, make Ben live.
Okay.
And attached to the bottom of the agenda is a very long, very well thought out email from Ben along with my reply to him.
Okay, Ben, you're live.
Yeah, he has, in fact, come back and said, yeah, okay. He agrees with most of what I said. At least I think that's what his email said. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, we do agree with most, I'm going to say at least 90% of it. I won't take a whole lot of time because I think this is probably going to be a pretty lengthy meeting with people calling in. And I think it's been debated on emails back and forth, hundreds of emails. So I think y'all all kind of know what's in there, and everything will be touched on according to the agenda for tonight. So I'm just going to kind of kick back here and listen, and if y'all need anything or have any questions, I'll be here listening and be available, and I'll let y'all run with it because I think y'all pretty much going to cover everything anyway.
Okay, thanks, Ben, and I do appreciate the book that you wrote for me.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
All right. Judges, Lou.
Okay. I did not see Lou yet. Lou, if you are on, please press 1 to throw yourself to the front of the list. Oh, wait. That's fine. Okay. Lou is not. I didn't see his number. Lou is not on. 9-2.
All right. The next item would be the new contest liaison report. And it's pretty much status quo. Dennis has been following up. You have a copy of it. The board has a copy of it. Unless there's any real comment on that one, we'll move on.
Nope. He's getting with everybody.
I was about to say, he's staying busy.
Yep. He's doing a great job. All right. Old business. Status of the website. When will it really be finished? Gary, are you around?
Yes, I'm online.
Okay. Just 10 minutes before the meeting, I got a huge email from you that, I'll be honest, I haven't had a chance to read in detail. Can you explain?
Yeah, that basically is the latest copy of the functional analysis status for the website, which shows the status of each of the pages and functions and their degree of completeness. There weren't any major changes on the old functions. Just a couple were completed. Most of the discussion and work over the last month has been on updating the WordPress background, the plugins, getting all the things brought up to Rev, and doing some minor changes, plus migrating the judges list to a Google Doc file so we could automate that updating process to some degree. But basically, if you look at that spreadsheet, you'll see of all the functions that were in the previous website, all but 4 have been completely implemented in the new website and are fully functional. There are 22 new functions that have been proposed since we started the migration. The one that is most complete is the storefront with Queensboro. It's ready to turn on now. As soon as you send out an announcement about it, how you want to introduce it, announce it. And I'm working with ChefWorks directly to implement their homepage so we can turn theirs on as well. And so, basically, that spreadsheet just gives you the latest status of all this update.
Okay.
As far as when the website will be finally done, my answer to that is websites are living documents. As far as when will we have all the functionality we had in the old website, we have 4 remaining functions to do, and those will be complete within a couple weeks. As far as the new functions, it's hard to say because it depends on the priorities the board sets on those new functions.
Okay. That's fair enough. All right. Any questions for Gary? Okay.
Steve, can I just let you know that I just received a text that Lou's wife had heart surgery, so that's why he is not with us tonight.
Oh, sorry
okay.
about that.
Yeah, I am too. So I'm.
That's
I
not
just
good.
Want to make sure. No, I want to make
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, text
know.
Him back that we'll forgive him this once.
No, no, it came from somebody else.
Oh, okay.
we'll forgive him. You're
not
I can right.
say that. Lou and I have a very
you.
Strange relationship. Okay. New business. Okay, here we go. Let me make some comments prior to getting into new business. I sent out a Ramblings from the Prez that was titled FBA Board of Directors Meeting 4/25/16. In it, I proposed five things toward getting a good start on the current problems of scoring. The first one, and these are in the minutes or in the agenda somewhere, we have already approved items 2 and 3, where I'll send out an educational email to the judges and the cook teams explaining that we've done away with 7.5 as average and explaining to the judges how to access their scores and compare them to how their table did. My feeling is before we start judging, rating, hammering judges, we ought to give them a chance to self-improve. Okay, you're going to see one of the better suggestions was the criteria for judging tenderness and appearance are rather poorly defined in the judge's book. So I'm going to propose that we send that to the Cook's Committee and the Judge's Committee for review and revision with the intent that they will provide specific definitions of appearance and tenderness. Okay. Once that's been approved, hopefully next month, we'll provide an email blast summarizing that, and then we'll prepare a summary for the reps to read at each judge's meeting for some period of time. Now, to deal with all of the proposals that we track judges, that we grade judges, that we fire judges, that we randomize box selection, et cetera, I'm going to suggest that the board charge the IT committee with researching the cost and reliability of software that will track how each judge scores to be used for seating judges and to randomize box placement. This will be done with the absolute understanding that no money will be spent until the new web page is totally finished in all areas. If we do decide to implement a tracking system, it will not be used for seating judges until a sufficient database is gathered. Okay, having said that, I have easily gotten 50 or 60 emails a day for the last week, along with assorted phone calls. The comments on these particular five steps as an initial start have been uniformly positive. I think the vast majority of the membership is in favor of taking a slow, measured approach to dealing with this so that we don't end up with a knee-jerk reaction and a bunch of unintended consequences. Okay, having said all that, the first item of business is to authorize Gary Washam as the IT committee to solicit quotes for the following. No further action is authorized. These quotes are for information only and no funds shall be expended until the website is totally complete. A, automate the table selection by the following criteria: number of contests judged, equality of genders, and partner, spouses, friends kept off the same table. B, automate box routing from turn-in table to trays. No cook team's box to hit the same table twice in the same contest. And then there's a proposal for judge tracking. This is kind of a secondary thing, I think at this point, in the interest of gathering information, we should go ahead and approve item one on the new business. Open to suggestions, comments, what have you.
I have no problem with number one. This is Pat. For Gary, just, you know, getting prices on stuff.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Is
no,
there
I'm
a motion?
Definitely for checking it out.
Okay. Is there a motion?
Give me 1 second, Steve. Let's see here. Because I know this is an updated agenda. I do see that I'm not sure if the code review was taken off of this one or was put on the other one.
No,
I'm not sure if that made it to this or not.
Hang in there. This is just the first part. Code review is item three.
Okay, we're just talking about number one, right?
We're just talking about number one, which is research, availability, and cost.
Steve, this is Gary.
Yes.
I'm assuming at this point, because our scorecard software is completely custom software, we're not going to be able to go buy any software off the shelf that will plug into our environment. You're really talking about developing the enhancements to our scorecard to implement this capability.
Okay. Let's determine what the answer to these three is and then come back with it along with the costs. I think that's the purpose of item one, not to make a decision tonight, but to say, Gary, how do we do this, and how much is it going to cost?
Okay, that's an open-ended question. That's fair enough.
Okay, is there a motion?
I'll move that we ask Gary Washam to investigate the implementation of randomization and enhancing our software or adding additional software to remedy routing and so forth.
Okay, is there a second? Is there a second?
Okay,
yeah,
I'll second it.
Okay, any discussion from the board? Okay. We will hear comments from the members on this proposal and this proposal only. The rules: be civil, be nice. We will discuss only the items. We will not attack other members and their ideas. Identify yourself, state your idea briefly and concisely, and the board will consider it.
Okay.
Okay, Lori.
Okay, if you want to talk, you need to press 1 at this time. I'm going to Nick Wonder because Nick is highlighted already, so I don't know if that's what you wanted to talk about, Nick, but Nick, you're live. Did you want to make a comment regarding this?
What I wanted to make a comment was, you know, as you said, I'm filling in for Lou tonight on the judges committee, and
okay,
maybe we don't want to do that now. Maybe you want to go on with your agenda.
Okay. Let's get back to you, Nick, if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm
that's
sorry
fine.
About that. Yeah, I didn't see him earlier.
Wasn't aware that was happening.
Yep. Is there anybody else in the membership that wants to speak to this? Please press 1 now.
Okay, hearing nothing.
Let me go back to Ben because he's highlighted. Ben, did you have anything on this?
Hey, Lori. No, I'm good. I think it's a good idea to just, if nothing else, just check out the cost so we know what we're up against. If anything, if nothing else.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anybody
Steve,
else, Lori?
At this time, nobody else is highlighted.
All right.
Again, you have your opportunity. So.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. Was there a no?
Me.
Who, Connie?
Yep.
Okay, I think it carried, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Now, item two on the new business is request the Cook's Committee and the Judges Committee to review the Judges Handbook and update the definitions and criteria for judging tenderness and appearance. Comments?
I think it's a good idea, and I don't think...
Go ahead.
I just think it's a good idea, but I don't have any... I don't know that we need a motion for that.
Yeah, let's do it just to, because of the current controversy, let's do it with a motion. Okay, do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that the Judges Committee and Cook Committee come together and formulate a true definition of taste and tenderness for...
Okay.
Upgrading the manuals.
Okay, is there a second?
Jim seconds.
Okay. Any discussion from the board? Okay, Lori, would you see if either Nick or Ben have any comments on it?
Yep, I sure will. Nick, you're live. Did you guys have any comment regarding that?
Ben, that's what I wanted to make the judges report on from the judges committee. Lou and Ben and I have been talking about this. I think we're all in agreement that it's a good thing to do, and Ben and I have been talking about a process to get the two committees together to do exactly what you're asking.
Okay, thanks, Nick.
That is the judges report.
All righty, thanks. Ben?
Okay, hang on. I'll get to Ben. Ben, you're back live.
Okay. Yeah, of course, I'm for it. We're kind of the ones that ramrodded all this up and kind of put the five steps out there that kind of what everything's working off of. So I think we're probably going to be for all the motions you put forward tonight.
Okay, well, we want to check with you just to make sure.
Thank you.
All righty. Comments just, from the membership?
If there's anybody else that wants to comment, please press 1 at this time to move you to the top of the list. Okay, Steve. I'm trying to go through everybody. Nope, I have nobody else.
Okay. Any more comments from the board? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Item 3 is authorize the IT committee to research the availability and cost of a code audit for the website. And I'm going to bounce this one to Kevin to explain.
Yeah, sorry for the interruption earlier, Steve. I didn't check the numbering on this.
No problem.
That's what I'm going off of, so I didn't see it at all. So, basically, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Gary about this, but this is in no way, shape, or form a concern or even vote of no confidence in Will at all. This just really has to do with over the period of time, having a scorecard built by Will, and it I think we saw that it ran very smoothly this past weekend, and typically does. There are a few glitches in place that keep presenting themselves that just need to be found out. And unless I'm misunderstanding something from Gary, and you know, I haven't spoken to Will in almost a year, is that some of those glitches are still unable to be discovered or solved. Let me first say that there are checks in place at the end of the contest or in the course of the contest that are built into the software so that the checks run to identify and find those bugs or hiccups. And so there isn't really a risk of running a faulty contest because those checks are in place and the rep's able to see it. My concern is in any sort of development phase, there's a QA process, quality assurance process, and with a sole developer, I think as we're encountering with issues here, sometimes bugs arise and they can't find it in their code. It's really common practice to have a code review done either by an in-house QA or to have it shopped out, outsourced, to have a professional company or another individual kind of come through and examine the code. There's not going to get too into coding, but in the process of writing code, there's comments that are added to code, that are not part of the code to explain kind of what's going on, run checks as the code's being built and such, and also just examine the integrity of the code as well, just to look for issues like this. This actually came up, in a conversation before Dothan, the night before, in talking to Steve, was saying, hey, this has kind of been bubbling up on my mind. So this is not in the reaction to Dothan or anything else. This is just in kind of a review of the last almost year and just some of these issues that aren't resolved. Again, not posing any real issues, but it's always good to have, your code clean and the checks should be in place. The checks that are in place right now, and any checks that are ever in place should be there to catch human error and not necessarily in place to catch coding errors. You want your code to work flawlessly. So my proposal or my suggestion was to have Gary go out and get quotes on someone to kind of go through the code. It's very easy to sign an NDA and a non-disclosure agreement, but just have them go through. It's part of the process, but go through and just and check and double check the code and see if we can, make sure it's, where it needs to be, but also just to help identify some of these issues that Will seems to be struggling with finding. That's all.
Okay, are you going to make that a motion?
Yeah, I'll move to everything I just said there. I just move to authorize the IT committee to research the availability and cost of a code audit for the. It's not so much the website, actually. It's for the scoring system. Is really
okay.
A scorecard.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
I will second.
Okay. Is there any discussion from the board? Okay, Lori. I'm sorry.
That's a prudent move. Okay.
Okay, good. Lori, is there anybody in the audience that absolutely wants to speak on this?
I think we have somebody. 407-385, would you identify yourself, please?
Hey, this is Ed Shemansky.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Ed.
How y'all doing tonight?
Well, we're here.
excuse me. I just wanted to, throw my support in for this. I think it would be a great idea. And not necessarily just limit it to the scoring software. I think a whole code audit for the scoring system and the website would be great because there are still some issues with the website. And, coming from an IT background, like Kevin and Gary, I think it would be prudent for us to do this. Maybe the website takes a little bit of a backseat to the scoring system, seeing how that's, really core for competitions and everything, but I think both should be looked at.
All righty, I agree. I think it should be for the entire process. Okay, thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Okay. Here we've got a 727. Could you identify yourself, please? Okay. Wait, that's my fault. It's not my fault. 727, can you identify yourself?
Yeah, this is Brad. You didn't connect me.
Yep, I saw it. I was trying, but it wouldn't go. There he goes. Go ahead, Brad.
Okay, as far as the website goes, I just heard Ed's phone call.
Okay.
Can you kind of give me a little bit of a back? He says he's an IT guy. Did I get that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. Let me explain something to everybody. Is everybody on the phone? Can everybody hear me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ed's a fucking asshole.
All right, shut him off
Okay, I already got him off. That's the same ass wife that called my show. 727-333. Okay, I just want to be able to. Okay, sorry.
All righty. Any other legitimate comments? Sorry about that. All right.
Steve is Gary. Steve is Gary. I just want to say that as far as scorecard is concerned, there is one remaining problem that has not been resolved, which Kevin saw this week in Barnesville, which is the drop cards. The other problem, which was the duplicate cards, we believe has been resolved. And we implemented code about 2 months ago to fix that, and it has not reoccurred since then. Yes, there is still that one problem. There is another handling code problem we know about that was not affecting the contest, but is an irritant which Will's aware of, he can fix by himself. As far as doing the code review, I have the code that is causing the area of code that Will sent to me today. And I have several people at my former work who would be glad to look at this probably for free to look at this code just to get a first look at it.
All right. Well, we're going to give it to you to research.
Okay.
And to be clear, I mean, this, and again, I just want to be very, very clear. This isn't an anti-Will statement at all. This is a quality control QA process that I think needs to be baked into this. But you know, we don't know, and that's kind of what a QA, it's what a kind of a code review is for. And I offer up just a very freak thing that happened in Apopka, you know, this last time where we had, you know, a three-way tie and the system completely just hiccuped, right? And it's just by being disciplined and going through this process, you're more likely not to be surprised in the future. And if there are items that can't be found, you know, which there are, or is one now, like I'm glad the other ones are resolved, or we're not showing up, as you say, it's just good practice to kind of get into, and it will help identify and resolve those.
Well, Kevin, you and I need to talk some more, because to find that triple tie situation, you got to go through exhaustive regression testing on software to find stuff like that, because it wasn't written down in a functional spec anywhere to limit that or guide the original development. So
okay, guys, let's do this one. Let's do this one on a private
talk
line.
Offline.
We'll personally, I'm in favor of just a basic code review, and we've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
The motion is not as detailed as Ed Szymanski suggests. The motion is basically on the scorecard. So, do we want to include the?
Yeah, I'll modify my motion
to include the entire
website.
Send me an email of your motion, please.
Okay, so basically it's number 3 on the agenda as written. But not just for the website, you know, but to include scorecard.
Okay. Who seconded that? Is that
okay with you? I'll second that.
All righty. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. That one carried. Item 4. Should cook teams be required to be members to win prize money in the pro division of FBA contest? Lori, can you make Ben live?
Yep.
This is on the agenda because in paragraph 5 of his book, he suggested that we implement that.
Can I make a comment here, please?
Pardon?
Can I make a comment here?
Yeah.
Did you receive my email today? We made a motion in April because Angela and I found many team head cooks that were not members. And we made a motion to give them 2 weeks to get them.
Yes, that was for Team of the Year points. I think this is
right,
across the board.
This is across the board. Okay. Well, that's what it says here, to win prize money. So you're going to tell the organizers that so-and-so is not a member so they can't
win
any prize money?
Well, hold on. Hold on. Let Ben explain it before we try and disassemble it.
Okay. He's live.
Hey, Ben.
Okay. Hey, how you doing? Okay. This is – it met some opposition even in the committee, and it – I was told, I don't know this to be a fact, but I was told that it has been looked at before and there may be some legality issues with this. So basically what the comment was, or my feelings and of it is the FBA kind of, I don't know if it's written actually in policy or whatever, but they guarantee the prize money. If a mistake is made, straight up honest mistake happens, like it's happened in Apopka or here a few weeks ago in Haines City, there was a little glitch where one of the teams got dropped that should have been in the top 10. The FBA guarantees that prize money. So to me, the FBA should be looking after its members. And if a team don't want to pay the $30, $40, $50, whatever we make membership, why should we guarantee thousands of dollars in prize money to that team? Where, to me, they should be looking after the members. If there is a legal issue with saying, with going to an organizer and saying, hey, this team can't cook in the pro division because they're not a member, if there is a legal thing there, if nothing else, I think we should go to them, and I think we could say the FBA is not going to guarantee this prize money. And in my book that I wrote to you, you know, I told the quick little story of when I started. Dana Hillis come to me, and my first cook, he come to me, sat down with me, talked a few minutes, you know, welcome me to the FBA, and I don't think we do that anymore. So at the least, I think we should, if we could pass something to where we don't guarantee the prize money for non-members, if an honest mistake happens, it's on them if they're not a member. And I think we should implement something to where at the cook team meetings now, they normally introduce any board members that's there, Lori or Jim Eltz or whoever may be cooking that's at the cook team's meeting, they introduce them. They say, oh, we got a couple board members here. When the more experienced cook teams leave and that new group of teams is there, have one of the board members or a rep or myself, I don't care who does it, stay back for 5 minutes, talk to these new teams, welcome them to the FBA, let them know who you are, let them know how to get a hold of you, let them know that there's score books available. Just a couple minutes of more personal to make them feel more welcome, and hopefully they would join. If we can't force them to join, then we'll at least try to make them feel like they, you know what I mean, are part of it, and that they should join and put together some type of little script, not too formal, you know, but where it would be more personable, of just saying, hey, you know, welcome, you know, if y'all got any questions, I'm so-and-so, I'm with the board, or I'm a cook team committee, or I'm on the judges committee, or whatever. You know, and here's my cook team, and, you know, just kind of give them a little bit of a more one-on-one to try to make them at least feel that they should. And, you know, I just don't know if there's a, if there is a legal issue with forcing them to cook in the backyard without being a member, then I think we could, if nothing else, possibly go into a, trying to think of how to word it, where we don't guarantee the money to them. You know what I mean? If a mistake's made, it's on them.
Let me ask a couple questions here.
Uh-huh.
The first one is, would you be happy to see something to the effect of the FBA will only guarantee prize money for members?
Sure.
That would alleviate any question. That also allows
idea.
Us to have invitationals where teams from all over the states can come in without having to be members.
Correct.
I think about Sonny's immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think about Sonny's with us guaranteeing prize money because of the large number. Let that be known that that's a huge nut for us to crack if there is a problem in first and second.
That's $25,000 up for grabs.
Yep.
That's a lot of money on the line for the FBA to guarantee for somebody who's not willing to pay 30, 40 bucks to be a member.
I've expressed that before. I'm concerned about that. It could happen.
I think
it would be horrible.
I think that's only in the event that there's a glitch in the scoring, but Sonny's organizer must guarantee his payouts. That's what they have to do.
Correct.
Yeah, we only
have to
guarantee. We only guarantee if there's a scoring problem. So, I think, you know, when you say something about guarantee the prize money, that it needs to be reworded a little different. Where if there is a scoring glitch, not guaranteeing the prize money. Say organizer promotes whatever the prize is, and then they say, all right, we didn't have enough teams or whatever. You know, the FBA is not, responsible for that to guarantee. We're only, we make it right if there is a problem with the scoring.
And it wasn't even just a glitch because it's if there's a mistake.
Oh, yeah. I agree. I mean, it's just the way I think Ben's wording this is guaranteeing the prize money. It's not guaranteeing the prize money. It's guaranteeing if there is a mistake in scoring.
Okay.
All right.
Correct.
Let me suggest something and kind of want to – the last things Ben said in his book was, man, don't stiff me by tabling all this stuff. Can we table this item so that I can research and see exactly what our policy says?
Are you asking me?
Is that okay with you?
I would rather it be discussed, but, I know there are some legalities in there that
that's why I
wanted to send it out Friday and hopefully we can get... But,
if we
table it?
Well, we don't have to, but I think we'd do a better job. My initial thought is that we can require teams to be members in order to get Team of the Year points, which we already do, and to receive a payout if the FBA screws up the scoring. I don't know if we can legally say you have to be a member to cook, and I'm kind of against that anyway. As I say, that would preclude us from having guest teams come in from across the country for various events.
Sam's does it, and I'm just going to say that the Sam's Invitational, it's an invitational. If you want to participate, you are not participating unless you've paid for your KCBS. And I'm not comparing us. I'm just because,
I am in favor
of this.
That's just for the contest. I mean, my opinion is I don't think we can force anybody to be a member and cook. It's, you know, it's up to the organizers are the one. It's not the FBA. It's the organizers the one that can refuse a cook team or whatever that is. It's not the FBA. But I agree with if there is a scoring glitch or whatever, and then they're not a member, then I'm for that. But I'm against of having, you know, just somebody new wants to come out here and even cooking a pro, and they have to be a member.
I'd like to make a comment on that also. I think if we insist on that, it might discourage some teams from playing because they don't want to join particularly, and that would be lost revenue for the organizer and his contest.
How many teams do we have that aren't members? And how many teams do we have that are members?
Gary and I just went through that today, and we went through my roster of list of teams. To see, I don't have an exact number, but I want to get with someone who is familiar with the team names, who knows who the head cook is, and then we'll go from there and check and double check and make sure that we have everyone who is a member and a cook team.
Because they pay to cook every event.
Lost revenue for the organizer if they don't.
Right.
Play.
That's what I'm saying. They pay whether they're a member or not. They still pay. I understand wanting more members, but we don't want to lose teams. That's just me.
Okay, so where are we with this?
We are saying no, that the cook teams aren't required to be members. They should want to, but they don't have to. Long as they pay their entry fees.
Do we have a motion?
Okay, I agree with that one. And I think we all do.
I like Ben's idea of a board member, and I'm usually there as often as I certainly can be. And, of course, Jim is 99% of the time there, Lori as well, that a FBA board member go and introduce themselves. I try to do that as often as I can with as many teams at contests where I don't know them. But I never brought up the idea. Are you a FBA member?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And Ben mentioned a script, and I'm going to throw that right back at Ben and say, Ben, would you write the script?
Can
yes,
I ask
no
you
problem.
Something, please? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can you do like a flyer or something showing them the benefits of being a member?
You know, that's a great idea.
You know, just something we could give the cook team saying, hey, this is what you would get for being a member. And if you're not a member, this is what you're going to be doing without.
I like that. Okay.
Don't ask me to do it because I wouldn't know where to start.
All right. Let's kind of try and break this down into, I think we've got three separate issues here. I think we've already decided that across the board, we can't require cook teams to be members. Now, do we want to require them to be members for the guarantee against errors?
Yeah. A non-member, quite frankly, you know, I'm thinking Bull Rush and Apopka could have walked away with a $5,000 check and not thought it was any sweat off their ass to Beulah. And, you know, we wrote it. It was ready to go. We did the right thing. And if they don't have a commitment to the association, then, yeah.
Okay, do you want to put that in form of a motion?
let's see.
Did Ben have that written up in some fashion? Because it was I think he did.
Yeah, he's got a, as I say, I would really like to put this decision off for a month, for a couple of reasons. One, so we can find where in our policy that's written and amend it appropriately. And the other is so I can run it by my attorney buddy.
I agree, because I'm right now, I'm just, you know, I got to think about that.
Yeah, because it's number five.
Likewise.
Okay. Somebody want to move to table it? Sorry, Ben.
Yes, I did. Connie moved to table.
Okay. All in second?
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Was that an aye opposed or an aye yes?
No, that was an aye yes.
Okay. All right. Now, Ben talked about a script for new members. Ben, do you want to write that?
Yes, we can get something together, and I'll run it by y'all as soon as I can get something put together.
Great.
Is that new members
now,
or new cook team?
For new cook teams.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's appropriate that that come from the cooks committee, I think.
Well, you said new members. I didn't even know how new.
Yeah. Because judges have to be members to judge. So.
Right.
Okay. And then the idea of a flyer came up. Have we got anybody that's really great laying out flyers, Connie?
I'm happy to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Connie. I wouldn't know where
you're
to start.
Well, me either, but I'm going to work on it.
Connie, you do a great job with smoke bits. This ought to be a piece of cake.
Can I, as soon as you're done with everything you have, I have something that I've been meaning to ask for the last two meetings, and I keep forgetting.
All righty. So let's go ahead with that.
With my request?
With your request, sure.
Okay, since I've been putting the smoke bits together, I would like to know if I can subscribe to a clip art site. I keep finding all these really nice clip arts, but I can't use them because they've got a big thing across the belly of it that says it's going to cost me this, cost me that. But some of these... a site would probably be like a monthly, and I really haven't looked into it, but I'd like to know if I can look into it, because it would be nice to have some more fun.
Yeah. Okay, can you get us a price?
I will do that.
Annual's probably better than monthly, and you may get a little better rate.
I will certainly look into that. I just didn't know if I could.
Oh, absolutely. Nobody's got any kind of objection to that one, do they?
Nope.
Nope.
And if you need it for the next smoke bits, Connie, do it by email.
Okay.
All right. Has anybody else got anything else for the agenda?
You have on here discussion of low-scoring judges.
Yeah, I know
there.
It. I was headed that way.
Okay.
I was going to see if we had anything else to get out of the way first.
Thank you. All right.
The last item,
for want of
a better term, I put a discussion of the low-scoring judges. That's obviously a topic that's near and dear to the heart of many people, judging from the volumes of emails that I've received. I would like to think that with the things we've passed tonight, that... we have gone a long way towards starting to deal with this problem. But I'm certainly willing to listen to any comments from the members. Be nice. We can't all call Ed a SOB. Identify yourself and state your idea briefly and concisely.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Ben real quick, if that's okay,
sure.
Steve.
Ben,
you're live again. Do you have anything on this?
Hey, I think a lot of what y'all have approved, with, I think this scorebook is going to be a game changer to a point. We definitely need to update the judge's manual, which is approved. And it's all training, you know, just like the cook teams. I think the judges need continuous training. And I don't think any cook team wants judges just to throw out tens, but we don't want them to throw out fives. And I think as long as they, if they can see black and white, just like the cook team see, when there is that rare, and it's rare, really low scoring judge that's consistent low all day long, when they can see that, I think hopefully they're going to correct theirself, or either they're going to come looking for help of saying, you know, what, why am I scoring low? They're going to start questioning theirself, I would hope. So I think we're headed in the right track. We just have to continue training.
Yeah, that's my hope too, Ben. Hey, but I do have a question for you. Does this mean that I got to quit giving straight fives when I judge?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Can I do sixes?
Well, we'll talk about that at the next meeting. I'm going to table that.
Yeah.
All
right. We're winning lots of points tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Okay, Ben. Thanks. I'm going to go to Nick
Ben.
Wunder. Nick, did you have anything tonight?
Yes. There was one other thing that our president mentioned in his response to Ben that I think we need to talk about a little bit, and I, by the way, I agree with, and I agree the judges committee ought to look at it, is having the judges cook with a cook team prior to their 11th judging event. And I'll make sure that I pass that on to Lou, and we take that as an action if the board so requests.
Yeah, I was going to deal with that one next month, but since you brought it up, I think, and let me digress just a little bit. Personally, when I cooked with the team, it totally changed the way I judged.
Mm-hmm.
Totally changed the way I look at things. I think they're judging from the emails I get that a move to require judges to cook with a team at some point early in their judging career, I think we need to seriously look at that. I just arbitrarily picked 11 prior to their 11th, but we can look at that. My basis for that is that I feel that a judge really hasn't got a clue until about their fifth contest. At least I know I was wandering around in the dark till then, despite the best efforts of some really great people trying to help me. Yeah, that's probably as far as I want to go there.
I would like to make a comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Connie.
My comment is, what do you do with the people that have 35 contests under their belt and they have yet to cook with a team? Do we just diss them?
That's something. That's why we can't just leap in and say this is a great idea. These are where we have to look for unintended consequences. What do we do with them? What do we do with... And we have some of those.
We have a lot of those.
Yeah, the answer is I don't know. That's why I was planning to bring it up next month, where we have time to research it and think about it.
And I think that's hopefully what you were thinking about by sending it to the judges committee so that we can look at all the unintended consequences and talk about it with some experts.
Yeah, Nick, I've sent some darn many emails in the last week. I did send that to the judge committee and the Cook committee, didn't I?
It was in your red writing as your response to Ben's stuff on the agenda. That's where I saw it. And I think it's a good idea for the judges committee to look at.
All right. Real quick, gang, can we get a motion to send this topic to the judges committee?
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Who was that, Lori?
Yep.
Then Kevin.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
Okay. I think the motion carried. Nick, you got it.
Got it. The last thing I'd like to say is I really do think the judges try to do a good job. I think the majority of them are outstanding judges. They do it for the love of the sport, and they really do a good job. I think providing them this information on how other people judge will go a long way. And the email that you're about ready to put out on the elimination of the 7.5% will go a long way to helping with this problem. So I do think we're on the right track.
Yeah, Nick, I couldn't agree with you more. I think
the
majority of our judges really try hard.
I think the focus really needs to be with all of our members that whatever we're doing, it's equipping them to be the best at what they do. You know, that we're giving them, you know, all the help and all the training and not being a negative force. You know, it's with like my team at work. It's my job to make sure that they're equipped and have everything they need to do a good job. You know, we need to kind of approach this the same way. You know, I think it was mentioned just a few moments ago that the percentage of this is extremely small.
Yeah.
And I know there's an absolute massive witch hunt going on about this, and I want to take this as an approach, or I'd like to encourage us to be an approach, that what we devise and come up with is to make judges the best they can be, what we come up with for Cook teams, to make Cook teams, you know, the best they can be and have the best experience that they can have, you know, for all members involved, you know. And so that's just really, I really want to say that because I don't want this to be a, you know, how can we, you know, thump some heads and, you know, and harass some folks and the like, you know, scoring higher, because that's not our intent. We don't, you know, and I know the other side of this is, you know, the fear or the comments about, hey, what about the judges that are 8, 9, 9.5, and 10s only? And there are a few of those as well. And so we need to really make sure that what we're doing is providing an avenue, you know, for accurate judging and, you know, but well-equipped judging, you know, well-equipped training on how to judge. And then at the end of the day, realizing that this is, again, just human and subjective. So anyway, so I just wanted to say that. I don't want to walk into this, you know, in the sense of, you know, browbeating or negativity, but how we can go ahead and make this better for everybody involved.
I couldn't have said it better, Kevin. I agree. All right. Anything else, Nick?
That's all for me.
Okay. Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm going to Ed.
Go ahead.
He's lit up. Ed, do you have anything? Ed, can you hear me? Okay, we might have lost Tim, but it.
Okay.
Anybody else want to comment at this time? Please press 1 to go to the top of the list. We have a lot of people listening, and that's great. All right, we have here we got somebody.
Okay, just a second before you do that. Let me say that we have a lot of people listening, and I think that's wonderful. I want to thank everybody that took the time and effort to send me an email, whether it was you're doing okay or you're way out of line or here's a suggestion. I'm incredibly impressed with the participation of the membership now. All right, Lori.
Okay. I'm going to the 334. You need to identify yourself, please.
Charles Farrell, Montgomery, Alabama. Y'all would know that as soon as I started talking.
Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Listen, one quick thing on the cooking, judges cooking. We got so dadgum many great schools out there. What would be an option of if you go to a cooking school? The Swamp Boys have one down there. Myron Mixon has one somewhere. If you go to a school, they're going to teach you what to do. Would that be an option?
Yeah, Charles, I think that's going to be on next month's agenda.
Okay. Well, it's getting close to my bedtime. I turned into a pumpkin here in just a little bit, so I just want to know.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
And I'll be on next month then.
All righty.
Thank y'all.
What's his last name? Charles, what's your last name?
Farrow, F-A-R-R-O-W.
Thank you.
Montgomery, Alabama. Put that down. We talk funny up here.
I about to say, can't tell by that accent.
I'm going to 407 568. Could you identify? I think that's Marty. Marty, is that you?
Yes, it is me. And sorry, I didn't join until late. But as far as the low scoring judges, everybody knows that's been around. Since longer than I have been a judge, and it right around 2004, I think I ran a database for about 6-7 contests showing a curve, and that was really really labor intensive. And I'll tell you, I believe the answer to the story is, number one, it all has to begin with the training and the seminars. And from there, we have never taught the how to look at the scores and how to analyze what your score was. That's never been taught in any seminar. So I think that's a step in the right direction. I will tell you that KCBS is about to do the same thing. They had a few problems with their program, but I was just informed last weekend by Don Harwell that KCBS is looking at that. So that's a step in the right direction. The one thing, though, that I want to reiterate to everybody is not necessarily a 10 or necessarily a 5, but go back to the standard. You know, everybody thinks that a 10 is perfect barbecue, but it's not. It's just excellent barbecue. So as you know, you could have multiple 10s and very good 9.5. We kind of get away from the standard and we think of, well, let me give it an 8 or let me give it a this or let me give it this. And there's been, you know, drop the average. Okay, fine. I never did score up or score down. I just took a bite and was it excellent? Was it very good or was it just good? So I just wanted to reiterate the training is a step in the right direction, but also the standards of what we determine those numbers are. That's all I have.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Jim's back on with us. Wait a second. Is there anybody else that wants to talk? Please press 1 at this time to go to the top of the list. Steve? I think wait. No, that's Jim. We've heard from everybody that at this time wants to comment.
Okay. To the board, my personal thanks for all the work that's been done in the last 3 weeks. I know we've all been dealing with a whole bunch of emails every day, but I view that as a positive. I suspect that perhaps we have the most participative membership that FBA's had in a while, and I view that as a very good thing. Hopefully the membership agrees with the things we've done tonight, and we'll carry them out and see where it goes. Thanks a lot. Anything
else
before we adjourn? Okay, move for adjournment.
Yes.
Second?
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor, signify by hanging up.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks, good night,
everybody.
All. Thank you.
All right.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Anybody still on?
Yeah, I'm still on. I'm just looking at people.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Good night, guys.